Tax matters. New VAT exemptions on livestock products. Introduction to VAT reforms. Effective the 1st of August 2024, Zimbabwe has proposed substantial reforms to its VAT system, exempting certain products to bolster economic growth and improve the affordability of essential goods. Categories of VAT supplies. Zimbabwe's VAT system categorizes goods into standard-rated, zero-rated, and exempt supplies. Standard-rated supplies carry a VAT rate of 15%, allowing businesses to claim VAT on their inputs. Zero-rated supplies are taxed at 0%, enabling businesses to reclaim VAT on their inputs. Exempt supplies do not attract VAT, and businesses cannot claim input tax, often resulting in higher final prices for consumers as the costs are passed on. Specific exemptions. The Minister of Finance, Economic Development, and Investment Promotion, Professor Mthuli Ncube, has proposed VAT exemptions for live animals, cattle, pigs, goats, and sheep, bovine semen, poultry meat, and capenda starting the 1st of August 2024. Previously, the supply of live animals was zero-rated until the 1st of January 2024. When it became standard-rated under Statutory Instrument 15 of 2024. This statutory instrument also moved day-old chicks, sheep, and goat meats from exempt to standard-rated and exempted most farming inputs like animal feed, remedies, fertilizers, and pesticides. Objective of the reforms. The primary objective of exempting these livestock products from VAT is to make meat more affordable for consumers and promote formal business practices. This change addresses the mismatch created by SI 15 of 2024, which exempted agricultural inputs from VAT while standard rating the final products. By exempting the output of livestock farmers, the direct tax burden on consumers is removed, potentially reducing prices if businesses adjust their pricing strategies accordingly. Additionally, this shift eliminates the compliance and administrative burdens associated with standard rating, such as VAT registration and tax return submissions, which can be costly and cumbersome for small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs. Economic impact. The proposed VAT exemptions may lead to a short-term decrease in government revenue from these items. However, the government anticipates that economic stimulation and increased consumption resulting from lower prices will offset this loss over time. Reduced costs of essential goods can drive growth in related sectors, creating a multiplier effect throughout the economy. Impact on businesses. From a business perspective, capital goods used in producing the newly exempt products will no longer be deemed used in trade, altering their VAT status. Typically, this change would trigger output VAT to recoup previously claimed input tax, but such adjustment is not required when driven by government policy. Businesses that cease to produce taxable supplies may need to deregister for VAT, creating an involuntary supply and resulting in VAT due on fixed assets previously used in taxable supplies. Remaining inequalities. The minister's proposal lightens the VAT burden on consumers and aims to restore order within the formal livestock value chain. However, inequalities persist, such as the omission of eggs from the exempt product list, creating disparities and VAT administration issues for farmers producing both chickens and eggs. With eggs remaining standard rated while poultry meat is exempt, the government should consider extending the same VAT exemption to egg sales to mitigate these complications and further reduce the tax burden on consumers. WTS Tax Matrix Academy will be hosting its inaugural Executive Tax Summit Africa, a premier gathering of business leaders, owners, and executives, from 26th to 29th of September 2024 at Sun City Resort, South Africa. Filled Circle Marvelous Tapara, founder of WTS Tax Matrix, Private, Limited and CEO of WTS Tax Matrix Academy, writes in his personal capacity.